Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. I'm joined today by Karen Kassler. She's the State House News Bureau Chief for Ohio Public Radio. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Emily.
The Ohio House this week has offered its version of the budget, and there are some notable differences between theirs and Governor Kasich's. Can we start with school funding? What's changed here?
Well, the governor is still taking a lot of heat for the cuts that he made to schools, and so it was expected that House members would probably try to maybe mitigate some of those cuts. And so what they did was they added about $80 million over 2 years to schools. Not a lot. They say it's an extra $23 per student, but it's still not a lot. They still preserve most of the cuts and preserve the idea that wealthier school districts will take bigger cuts than poorer districts because, in the governor's view, wealthier districts have more of an ability to raise funds from their communities. But the House budget does indeed add another $80 million to school funding, and it also protects schools in terms of their state losses. They can't lose more than 20% of their state funding. Now, the governor says nobody is taking more than an 8% hit, but when you add in all these other things that schools are losing with federal stimulus dollars and with payments from taxes that are no longer being collected because of tax reform that was done in 2005, a lot of school districts are saying they're losing a ton of money and that this may not be enough to really help them. But that's what the House budget did, and it allows House members to actually say, hey, we put more money into the budget than the governor did, which is, I think, something that they had wanted to be able to do.
The Ohio House has also been talking about repealing the estate tax. How does this compare with Kasich's budget?
Well, the repeal of the estate tax was not in Governor Kasich's budget. It's a bill that's been here in the House for quite a while, since basically the beginning of the year. And the House budget actually puts it in and repeals the estate tax starting in 2013. This is another blow to local governments. Local governments get 80% of the estate tax revenue. And so they were already getting hit in the budget, a 25% cut in the first year of Governor Kasich's budget, 50% in the second. That pretty much stays the same in the House version of the budget, but the House also does create this fund that will give out grants to local governments to help them deal with the loss of funds and to try to get them to do things like share services. And so, you know, this is yet another blow in a way to local governments who were hoping maybe to get a little bit more back from House members. The budget also does limit the total phase out of the tangible personal property tax and the kilowatt hour tax. So that may be a little bit of a buffer, but for the most part, the penalty that local governments are, they feel that they are suffering, the loss of money that they are experiencing is going to continue in the House budget as well.
So what is the reaction like from Democrats in the Ohio House?
Well, predictably, they're not impressed, but they really don't have a lot that they can say because the House is controlled by Republicans. The Senate is dominated by Republicans. You know, Democrats were upset at the governor's budget to begin with. And while this budget does make some changes, it for example, strips out prison sentencing reform and adds another prison to the list of the five that the state is going to sell. You know, these are some pretty big differences, but for the most part, the governor's overall vision has been preserved in the House version of the budget. So needless to say, Democrats are not pleased. They weren't happy with Governor Kasich's budget. This budget, they actually feel, spends more money and does less to help schools and local governments than even the governor's budget. So, you know, they're not happy about it, as we would expect.
Where does the House's version of the budget go from here?
Well, the House has actually been hearing testimony on the governor's budget for several weeks, even though House members and leaders only proposed their version of the budget on Thursday. This actually continues on with the hearings that have been going on, and there's a whole flurry of budget testimony scheduled, even over the weekend, which is kind of unusual. They plan to have a House committee vote on this budget on Tuesday. It could go to the House floor on Wednesday. So it feels like it's very fast. But the House leadership will say, hey, we've been dealing with this for several weeks. It goes to the Senate then after it passes the House, because we assume it's going to pass the House since Republicans do control the House. When it goes over to the Senate, it slows down a bit because the Senate has to start all over. The Senate may have its own version of the budget. It's going to certainly have some changes to throw in there. I would think prison sentencing reform would be a big thing that the senators are going to look at, since Senator Bill Seitz from Cincinnati has been on top of sentencing reform for many, many years. So, you know, that's where it slows down a little bit once it gets into the Senate.
I've been speaking with Karen Kassler from the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks.